The King's Avatar, Chapter 1. The Banished Battle God. Click, click, tap, tap. A pair of nimble hands fluttered across the keyboard and mouse. The rhythm of the rapping sounds produced were like a lively symphony. The screen flashed with bright light, and the opponent fell to the ground in a spray of blood. Ye Chiu laughed as he lifted his hand to take the cigarette that was held in the corner of his mouth. The silver-white smoke had already formed into a long cloud, but Ye Chiu continued with his work, brandishing his mouse and striking his keyboard, not in the least bit shaken. The removed cigarette was quickly extinguished in an eccentrically shaped ashtray on the table. Ye Chiu's hand quickly flew back to the keyboard. Right when he was about to say a few words to his opponent, the door to his room was suddenly pushed open with a bang. Ye Chiu didn't turn his head, as if he had been waiting for this moment, merely asking, "Arrived?"
"Arrived."
Su Mucheng also replied simply,
"Then let's go."
Ye Chiu once again declined his opponent's request for a duel. He gently removed the card from Glory's dedicated login device. He headed to the door and grabbed a jacket from a clothes hanger on his way out. The night had already darkened considerably, but Club Excellent Era's lights were still bright. Ye Chiu and Su Mucheng walked out of the room and walked all the way to the end of the corridor. Located here was a spacious conference room. At the entrance, digital display screens almost completely covered the walls. They showed the rankings of the Glory Professional Alliance and a few skill statistics. Ranking: Excellent Era Battle Team, ranked number 19. Second to last place. Once a trump card team with three consecutive titles as champions in the league, their former achievements were exceptionally dazzling. Now, it hung brightly on the wall, as if heartlessly mocking everyone. The atmosphere in the room wasn't heavy. On the contrary, it was somewhat friendly. The members of Excellent Era were all gathered around one person, as if they were the stars surrounding the moon. They ignored Ye Chiu's arrival, and the ones that didn't quickly swept over him with expressions of coldness and mockery.
Ye Chiu, the club has already decided that the transfer member Sun Xiang will take over your position as captain. From now on, Sun Xiang will be in control of your account one autumn leaf.
The club manager saw the arrival of Ye Chiu and immediately turned his head to speak. Without saying it in advance or conveying it tactfully, he heartlessly notified him in an ice-cold manner, as if he were throwing away a ball of already used toilet paper. Su Mucheng opened her mouth, wanting to speak, but Ye Chiu lightly tugged at her sleeve. He smiled and nodded his head at her, indicating that he wasn't surprised.
"Brother Ye, I'm sorry. On arriving, I just took your position."
On the left-hand side of the conference table, the exclusive seat for Excellent Era's team captain should have been Ye Chiu's seat. But Sun Xiang casually sat there as he said these few words. However, his eyes didn't even glance at Ye Chiu. This was already no longer ignorance. Rather, it was a type of disregard. His gaze fell upon Su Mucheng's body, who had arrived with Ye Chiu. To be fair, Su Mucheng was indeed more attractive to the eye than Ye Chiu. She was known as the Glory Professional Alliance's number one beauty. Even if she was thrown into show business, she would still be considered a rare beauty. Even for those Excellent Era members who could see her every day, they were still somewhat stunned when they saw Su Mucheng enter. Only they quickly recovered because there was another important person that deserved their attention.
"Ha ha, Brother Xiang, with those words, this position definitely suits you."
Everyone that had recovered promptly scrambled for their lines after he said this.
Right, some people are already old and out of date.
One autumn leaf really should follow Brother Xiang's commands, so that our abilities can truly be displayed as battle strength.
This was the focus that everyone paid attention to at this moment.
Sun Xiang,
this generation's glory professional alliance genius-level player. In the league last season, Sun Xiang won the most outstanding rookie title with his MVP-like stats and led the mediocre Over the Clouds team to 8th place. His advance to the playoffs was hopeful, but midway, he transferred to the collapsing Excellent Era club. Although Excellent Era's accomplishments were terrible, they possessed a player who was regarded as a battle god in glory. Battle Mage One Autumn Leaf. These Excellent Era members actually shamelessly approached Sun Xiang, who hadn't even been a part of the alliance for 2 years. It was clear that Sun Xiang would be the future leader of the team. Sun Xiang comfortably accepted their flattery and was unwilling to part with it so much so that he wouldn't glance at Ye Qiu, feeling that such an action was beneath him. Ye Qiu, hand over your account card for One Autumn Leaf to Sun Xiang, the team manager said. Even if Ye Qiu was unfazed before, at this moment, his heart couldn't help but feel somewhat hurt. Ye Qiu means autumn leaf. Ye Qiu, One Autumn Leaf. The relationship between these two names was obvious. This was the name he had created when he entered the online game world of glory. This account had accompanied Ye Qiu for a full 10 years. Originally, the newbie became known as a textbook-level expert. The insignificant battle mage also turned into the famed battle god in glory. But 7 years ago, when he entered the professional circle, he signed a business contract with the club, and all the rights to One Autumn Leaf transferred to the club. Ye Qiu had known that there would be a day they would separate, and this day finally arrived. Ye Qiu's fingers slightly trembled. To a pro player, steady hands were a must. This inequality could not be ingrained any further into the old veteran's body. But right now, Ye Qiu's hands were trembling. Su Mucheng twisted her head. She did not want to see this scene, but was powerless to help. Everyone took delight in his misfortune as One Autumn Leaf, that silver-white account card, was handed over to Sun Xiang. Sun Xiang's eyes lit up with greed and happiness. He had willingly transferred and joined the inferior Excellent Era club in order to have One Autumn Leaf's account. One Autumn Leaf's former owner Ye Qiu's achievements were not good in the last few years, and he often broke out in arguments with the club. Sun Xiang had 100% confidence in replacing him. Mine. In the instant he retrieved the card, Sun Xiang felt a burst of excitement, but felt a trace of resistance from the card. Sun Xiang felt Ye Qiu's reluctance and proudly chortled. Let go, Brother Ye. Your hands are unexpectedly shaking to this degree. With these hands, how are you going to display your power as a battle god? Better to let me do it. I'll let the title Battle God once again echo throughout glory. You? Retire. After saying this, Sun Xiang saw that the silent Ye Qiu, who just only handed over One Autumn Leaf, had a hint of pain flash across his eyes. He discovered in shock that Ye Qiu's trembling hands suddenly steadied. Do you like this game? Ye Qiu suddenly asked, looking straight at Sun Xiang. What? Sun Xiang said, startled. If you like it, then treat everything as glory and not boasting. What did you say? What does that have to do with you? Sun Xiang suddenly lost control. At that moment, he didn't know why he felt that he was lower than Ye Qiu by a head. He didn't think that he would lose to his opponent in loftiness. He came here in order to replace Ye Qiu. He came here to take the battle god One Autumn Leaf. Put it away. Just when Sun Xiang wanted to summon up his loftiness, Ye Qiu already let go of the account card, faintly saying the phrase. He turned around, ready to leave. Ye Qiu. At this moment,
the manager suddenly called out. Ye Qiu stopped and tilted his head slightly to the side, hearing that the manager was already behind him, saying,
"The club currently doesn't have any suitable competitive cards to give you. First, find a team member to serve as a training partner."
Training partner? A person who built a dynasty in the Alliance and an expert known by all in glory had actually fallen to be a training partner.
Sun Xiang was very interested in this arrangement and immediately laughed out loud.
"With Brother Ye's level, training together won't be a problem. Only you deserve to be Glory Professional Alliance's number one training partner."
Accepting the insult, Ye Qiu unexpectedly laughed. He turned his body towards the manager. "Training partner, it looks like I don't have to. I cancel the contract."
"Cancel the contract? Are you actively seeking to cancel the contract?"
The manager's expression looked as if he were in deep thought.
"Right. I request to cancel the contract."
"Don't be rash!" Su Mucheng immediately came charging over to stop Ye Qiu. An alliance had an alliance's rules. Terminating a contract during the contract period required a special reason. Actively seeking to cancel the contract required a penalty fee. Ye Qiu and Excellent Era still had another half a year for the contract. If he were to forcefully request a termination of the contract, then the loss would be huge. As for Su Mucheng, she feared Ye Qiu's departure.
"The boss isn't here yet. Wait for him to come before you continue speaking."
Su Mucheng hoped Ye Qiu would calm down. Ye Qiu had noticed the trace of ridicule at the corners of the manager's mouth long ago. He shook his head towards Su Mucheng and laughed bitterly.
"Mucheng, do you not understand? My departure is the boss's goal. I no longer have any value to this club. I'm only a money sink."
"No way! How could you be a money sink? Your strength wouldn't lose to anyone," Su Mucheng said.
"Strength isn't the issue. This is a business. And me, I've never had any business value," Ye Qiu said.
"You originally did have value, but you chose to give it up yourself," the manager coldly interjected.
"Right. This is my choice," Ye Qiu said. The current Glory Professional Alliance was flourishing. Sponsors flocked over left and right. Celebrity players in Glory were natural advertisers as spokespeople for popular goods. But even though Ye Qiu was viewed as a top-tier level player, he rejected any offer to be in advertisements. He even refused to take part in interviews or news conferences. He was like an ancient netizen, carefully concealing his true identity in virtual reality. The club was extremely dissatisfied with this matter. They looked at him as if he were a gold mountain, but were unable to dig out even the slightest amount of gold. They were only able to put up with him because his strength was tyrannical, helping the club gain fame and glory. But as their achievements declined, everything had already become of the past. The Alliance's commercialization allowed us to survive. But now, Ye Qiu couldn't say anything further. He also didn't know whether this development was good or bad. The current Alliance was full of greed. Every Alliance boss's first consideration was how to exploit the team to make a profit. Harboring a love of gaming and tirelessly struggling in glory, Ye Qiu cherished his memories for the Alliance when it had just been made. But now, the Alliance only strived for money. Su Mucheng did not say another word. She had originally come with Ye Qiu here and witnessed everything about this old veteran. Her eyes were filled with tears. She knew that Ye Qiu truly wanted to leave. Blocking him would only make it more painful for him.
"Since it's like this, I..."
"No need,"
Ye Qiu smiled, interrupting Su Mucheng. He knew what she wanted to say.
Don't worry. I haven't given up all hope yet. I'll be back.
Right. This is the ambitious Ye Qiu I recognize. Then first, let's talk about the penalty fee.
Honestly speaking, you've been with us for so many years, and your achievements have been high, so we won't push it.
If you want to leave, then let's all sit down and talk about the details of cancelling the contract. How about it?
Tell it to me straight. What are the conditions?
Ye Qiu asked.
Okay, the conditions are simple. Announce your retirement, the manager said.
Retirement? This condition can't be avoided? Su Mucheng was very angry.
Ye Qiu was 25 years old this year. With regards to pro gamers and electronic gaming tournaments, this age was already considered high. Retiring at this age was not at all strange. But Ye Qiu already stated clearly that he did not want to retire. The excellent era manager's condition of retirement was clearly directed against him. Retired pro players naturally did not have the qualifications to participate in a tournament again. Although retired pro players could come back, Glory Professional Alliance had a rule stating that a retired pro player could only return after a year. This was to prevent people from transferring to another team and then returning the next day. Ye Qiu was already in the declining years of this profession. Every day was precious, but now they wanted him to waste a year. After 1 year, even if he wanted to return again, for the elderly, without a year of intense competition to maintain his skills, and even by relying on former fame, whether the team would still want him would be an issue. In addition, Ye Qiu had a fatal flaw. He refused to do anything related to business. It looked as if it were an impossible condition. But Ye Qiu simply nodded his head. I accept.
Are you mad? Su Mucheng was alarmed.
I've worked so hard for so many years. Can't I rest for a year?
Ye Qiu smiled.
What? What are you thinking of doing?
Su Mucheng didn't understand.
Nothing much. Ye Qiu turned his head. The manager had already handed over the documents. Ye Qiu took a glance at them and laughed a bit. The other party really had prepared for this long ago. Thinking of this, Ye Qiu put the pen to paper and quickly signed his name. Just as he was about to leave, Ye Qiu glanced back at this place he had stayed for 7 years. He didn't say any farewells, and silently turned his body, ready to leave.
I'll send you off.
Su Mucheng was the only one to follow behind him. Chapter 2, Area 3, Number 47.
Tch, who do you think you are? Letting him retire is for his sake. What else can he do? Right. As tactful as he is, he wouldn't think to blame the club for retiring him.
Ye Qiu and Su Mucheng left. Everyone else in the conference room suddenly recovered and began mocking him again. But Sun Sheng's expression was mixed. He did not participate and moved closer to the manager instead.
I don't understand. How could he have accepted these conditions?
He had no choice but to accept, the manager said.
Why?
Because he can't pay the penalty fee, the manager said.
How can that be?
Sun Sheng was stunned. Ye Qiu had worked hard as a professional gamer for 7 years and was also at the peak. Even if he had refused all business-related matters, his salary shouldn't have been so low that he would be unable to pay for the penalty fee.
You weren't in that generation, so you wouldn't know. In the Alliance's initial stages, the Alliance pro players were nowhere near as impressive as now. At that time, the pro players that had been fired ended up in terrible situations. Most of their youth had been used up on gaming, but none of them was skilled enough, and most of them fell into dire financial straits. Ye Qiu was that era's genius, and we relied on his achievements to get to where we are today. But he had a lot of friends like that. So, what you're saying is that most of his assets were given to those friends? Sun Xiang's eyes widened. Right. Then, if he needed the money, why would he refuse to accept business activities? Sun Xiang asked. No one knows the reason for this, the manager said. You don't have any guesses? Sun Xiang asked. It might have something to do with his family, the manager said. Huh? No one knows anything about his family. He also never talks about them. It's very strange, which is why I suspect it, the manager said. This person has a lot of stories. Sun Xiang lifted up the One Autumn Leaf card that Ye Qiu gave him. He knew that Ye Qiu had made this account long before the professional alliance had been created. Used all the way up until now, this card was one of Glory's oldest accounts. Okay, let's not talk about him anymore. The boss is busy today and can't come, but he gave me this bottle of aged red wine from his collection just for your welcoming. Thank you very much. With me, excellent era will shine once again. Ye Qiu left. Sun Wucheng stood in front of the club's entrance. She stood like this until Ye Qiu disappeared into the distance. He repeatedly turned around to wave his hand. Tears had already begun streaming down Sun Wucheng's cheeks long ago. Without saying too much, Ye Qiu said a total of 8 words. I'll rest a year and then come back. Sun Wucheng did not say another word. She only nodded her head again and again. She was no longer that innocent young girl and had already assumed a lot of responsibilities alone. Snowflakes floated in the air. This winter was very cold. Snowing? When Ye Qiu left the club, he hadn't thought of the next step. Having grown accustomed to a lifestyle for so many years, he had not yet adapted to the sudden change yet. He wanted to walk along like this until his thoughts cleared. Who knew that the weather wouldn't give him this opportunity? At this moment, snow began to fall. Moreover, more and more fell as time went on. Flying snowflakes quickly hit him, wetting his shoulders. Icicles also formed on his head. If he didn't take shelter, he would die. Ye Qiu looked around left and right and saw an internet cafe along the road. The lights were still brightly lit this late at night, and he dashed towards it at once. The internet cafe was nice and warm. Ye Qiu burst in and shook the snowflakes off his body and went up to the reception desk. Area 3, number 47. The young lady at the reception desk informed him of an open computer. She soon handed over his ID card, only to see that he had already left. The young lady didn't fuss over it. This type of matter evidently happened quite often. She silently put away the ID card, knowing that he would have to come back to get it. Area 3, number 47. Ye Qiu followed the signs, searching. This internet cafe wasn't small. There were many computers, and there was even a second floor. Area 3... Ye Qiu saw the area number on the ceiling. It looked like he didn't need to go up to the second floor. Once he counted to number 47, Ye Qiu became startled. This station had already been taken by a woman. Moreover, she was playing Glory. She was currently in the arena dueling. Her fierce movements caused the ponytail bunched up high on her head to sway. Facing towards her, he saw her controlling a launcher. Ye Qiu blanked. He almost thought that Sun Wucheng was sitting there, but he quickly realized that it wasn't her. Sun Wucheng was always gentle and serene. Even during an intense PK confrontation, she always held a smile. Ye Qiu sometimes watched as she smiled while causing her opponents to explode into pieces. When she then politely said, "Sorry," he would always inexplicably tremble a bit. As for this girl, her appearance was also beautiful and gentle. but she fumed with rage and devastated her keyboard in an all-out effort, making him feel that her appearance, from top to bottom, was a huge trap. Ugh, her murderous spirit is too scary. Only, what a pity. Ye Chu saw the screen clearly. He saw that this girl was about to be in a terrible situation. As expected, her opponent capitalized on the opportunity as soon as she made a mistake. In two hits, what little life remained immediately drained all at once.
Ah, damn it!
Ye Chu heard this girl roar in rage. She slammed the keyboard directly, shutting down the game. Ye Chu hesitated on whether he still wanted the station or not. The girl already turned her head, glancing at the hesitant Ye Chu. Furiously getting up, she asked, "Computer?" Ye Chu nodded his head.
"Then sit down."
The girl had already left. Ye Chu shook his head at the impatience of ordinary gamers and finally sat down. Chen Guo was depressed, extremely depressed. She had just dueled 52 times in the arena, but she hadn't won a single one. She didn't want to believe this was real. Chen Guo rubbed the chasing haze in her pocket. Her account wasn't bad. Among ordinary players, her account would be considered quite strong, and her skill level wasn't low. She'd played Glory for a full 5 years. Her opponent's account wasn't as good as hers, but she still couldn't win over him a single time over 52 duels.
"He's a powerful expert," Chen Guo concluded.
"Boss, you haven't logged out yet. Why is that person playing?" Chen Guo was thinking as she walked, when a voice suddenly interrupted. Chen Guo tilted her head and looked. At the neighboring computer, a frequent customer at the internet cafe was stretching his neck, looking at the computer she had just sat at. Not good. Chen Guo's heart dropped as she rushed back. Due to Glory's popularity, Glory login devices became standard computer accessories that were indispensable for internet cafes. Account cards only needed to be inserted into the device, so in these sorts of public places, everyone put away their cards after using them. Every card only had one account. Lost cards could be reported, so stealing did not exist. But in these sorts of public places, frequently, people would carelessly forget to log out and end up having their money and equipment looted. Chen Guo had been extremely frustrated after 52 straight losses and wasn't paying attention. She hadn't logged out, but switched to the desktop instead. Chen Guo hurriedly ran up, and sure enough, that guy really was playing on her account. Only, it didn't look like he was stealing equipment. It looked like he was eagerly dueling in the arena. Chen Guo didn't have time to bellow in rage when a single large word popped up on the screen. Chapter 3. Special Duty, Night Shift. "He won?" Chen Guo was dumbfounded for a moment. The word that flashed on the screen, "Glory," was the arena's victory symbol, meaning KO. Only, she had only left for how long? 40 seconds? 50 seconds? Chen Guo lifted her wrist and looked down at her watch. It definitely hadn't been a minute yet. But the result, the opponent I had lost to 52 times in a row, was defeated in less than a minute? Chen Guo even forgot to rush up and snatch back her account. She wanted to see if this person could duel again for her to examine properly. But in the end, she saw that the person had already logged out of the game. He stretched out his arms as if he weren't too interested in the computer and glanced around left and right. Turning his head, he saw Chen Guo looking at him with wide eyes and hurriedly explained,
"You hadn't logged out yet when I sat down. The fight had already started. Don't worry, I helped you win."
"How long did you play?" Chen Guo asked.
40 seconds, Ye Chu said.
Chen Guo's mouth dropped open when he said, somewhat regretfully,
"My hands were frozen cold, or else 30 seconds would have been enough."
30 seconds? 30 seconds? To beat the opponent that I lost to 52 times in a row? Who is this person? Could it be a professional gamer from the Excellent Era team? Chen Guo suddenly thought. She knew that the Excellent Era Club wasn't too far away from the internet cafe. But she thought again,
I would have recognized him if he was from the Excellent Era team. Unless it's that expert that never shows his face, Yechu.
Yechu?
Jungwo became excited as soon as she thought of the name, but thinking how low profile this expert was, he probably wouldn't admit to it if she asked him directly. After hesitating for a bit, Jungwo suddenly thought of something and quickly ran back to the reception desk.
Who registered as Area 3 Number 47's guest?
Jungwo asked the girl at the counter.
Yechu, the girl said.
Yechu? Yechu? It really is him,
Jungwo excitedly thought. It looked like she really had uncovered his hidden identity. This showed that he really was Yechu. If she had seen the name Yechu written, then she wouldn't have believed it. Chungwo's laugh could only be called sinister. She had been prepared to use everything she owned to get his signature.
Yechu's signature?
Who had it? No one! Just as she was thinking this, the receptionist girl said, without thinking,
He even forgot his ID card.
ID card? Jungwo stared blankly after hearing this. Only then did she realize that she had turned silly from excitement. Internet cafe registration had a system for identifying customers. An ID card had to be shown. How could someone use a fake ID?
Where is it? Let me take a look.
Jungwo looked at the ID card in the girl's hand. Sure enough, Yeshu was written on it. A wave of disappointment washed over, and she had a strong urge to change the word Xiu into Chiu. After finding out that he wasn't the low-profile expert she admired, although she was curious about this person's strength, her interest had largely disappeared. Chungguo angrily returned to Area 3, Number 47, and handed over Ye Xiu's ID card.
You forgot to take your ID card.
Oh, thanks, Ye Xiu immediately answered. Do you work in the internet cafe?
Yeah, I'm the boss.
Oh, the boss. That's good. I just saw in the internet cafe's homepage, is your internet cafe hiring? Ye Xiu asked.
Yes.
Chungguo didn't think that this person would suddenly ask this. She had just been thinking to compare notes with this person. This would be a perfect excuse to. I looked at it and felt that I match all the qualifications. Work and pay aren't a problem. How about it? Consider it for a moment, boss.
Yes, Xiu said.
Oh, then you have to beat me in a duel in glory, Chungguo said. What? There's this condition? Yeshu turned around to check.
You don't need to look for it. I'm adding it, Chungguo said.
Yeshu stared blankly. Only now did he realize that his prior victory was too professional. This beautiful boss was curious about his strength. But Yeshu bitterly laughed, shaking his head.
I can't beat you.
Huh? Why? Chungguo startled.
Because I don't have an account that can beat yours,
Yeshu said.
Account? What level is it? What equipment?
Chungguo said.
No levels, no equipment,
Yeshu said.
How?
Chungguo didn't believe it. He had defeated an opponent she couldn't beat in 40 seconds. If this type of person didn't have a leveled account, then how did he practice to this level of skill?
I gave away my original account.
Yeshu could only say this.
Oh, so it's like this. How generous.
Chungguo sighed with sorrow. This person's strength was powerful. His account definitely wouldn't be weak. Powerful accounts were extremely valuable. Gifting it away so easily was very valiant.
Yeah, too generous.
Yeshu forced a smile. The account he had given away was the Battle God One Autumn Leaf. To only use the word generous to describe him was truthfully too petty.
Is it to get ready to play in the new server?
Chungguo asked.
New server?
Yeshu stared blankly and suddenly glanced at the date. The next day was Glory's 10th anniversary. Glory, starting from the second anniversary onwards,
would open a server on every anniversary. The registration for the 10th server had already started 3 months ago. Old players who weren't satisfied with the old server would prepare to enter Glory again, looking forward to this day. Now, Glory's 10th server was opening. The distant One Autumn Leaf was an account in Glory's first server. Later, in Glory's 5th expansion, a lot of experts obtained the qualifications to complete the challenge to possess access to all servers. Now, One Autumn Leaf had already exchanged owners. His career as a professional in Glory also left with it. But he coincidentally met up with the start of a new server. Yeshiel's mind stirred. 10 years of memories suddenly flashed through his mind. "New server," Yeshiel mumbled. "I remember that at the start of a new server, you can transfer to it, right?" Yeshiel suddenly asked Chengguo. "Only level 1 accounts can," Chengguo said. "Let me try." Yeshiel fished out an account card from his pocket and quickly applied for a server transfer on the Glory homepage. Chengguo looked at the account card amazed. "Isn't that a first edition card?"
"It is,"
Yeshiel smiled. Glory had a new edition every year. A first edition card would be from almost 10 years ago. Chengguo looked at Yeshiel, astonished. "How long have you been playing Glory?" Cards weren't living objects. People were. Even if a card had been around for 10 years, it didn't mean a person had been.
Almost 10 years.
Yeshiel answered, confirming that he and the card were one. Chengguo had thought that she, with 5 years of gaming, was already considered a veteran. She wouldn't have thought that the guy in front of her fully had double her experience. 10 years. That was Glory's first group of players. To continue playing up until now, yet still having interest in entering a new server. What type of drive was this? While thinking this, the homepage had already displayed server transfer successful. Done. Yeshiel pulled out the account card. He once again recalled the little details contained with this first edition card.
"Are you saying you want to become a shift manager?"
Chengguo suddenly brought up this matter.
"Yes."
"Which one are you looking at?" Chengguo asked.
"The night shift one," Yeshiel said.
"Oh, are you fine with that?" Chengguo was surprised. The night shift went from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. The monthly income was greater than others by 300, but very few applied. After all, not many people were willing to have day and night reversed every day. As a result, everyone had to take turns completing the task. If there truly was someone who took on the special night shift task, then everyone would be relieved.
"No problem, no problem. I like working at night," Yeshiel said.
Chengguo carefully sized up this person in front of her. His hair looked as if it hadn't been taken care of in at least half a month. His face didn't look too healthy. Although it was white and clear, it was that sort of sickly pale. His two eyes gazed at her listlessly. She had seen this appearance many times. The youths that frequently visited her internet cafe often looked like this. The guy in front of her didn't look too young, but was unexpectedly also so dejected and disdained. Disdained and disdained. As long as he wanted to be a full-time night cat, then Chengguo would welcome him. What's more, she was also curious about the strength of this person with 10 years of gaming experience. She clapped her hands on the spot.
"Okay, then you're hired."
"Thank you very much, boss."
"Look at the terms carefully. It'll be in accordance with those," Chengguo said.
"No problem."
"Then good, come with me."
Chengguo handled matters crisply. After hiring Yeshiu, she immediately ordered him as an employee to tidy up a pile of keyboards and move them to the second floor for storage. Chengguo's internet cafe was called Happy Internet Club and was considered fairly high class. There were 2 floors and over 1,000 computers. The second floor was somewhat small, but was clearly luxurious. A high-class area, and the inside was a paradise hiding 2 small inner rooms and a storage room. Yeshiel busily moved keyboards up and down having already inspected this small room. The recruitment page had written, "Room and board included." Ye Xiu had just left the club and hadn't yet thought of the next step. Room and board, these sort of conditions, would give him time to settle down and think about what to do next. Only then did he feel interested in taking a position at the internet cafe. At first glance, this small room was probably the room. Although the decoration was simple, it was clean and tidy. Ye Xiu was very satisfied with it. He continued pondering as he arranged the keyboards that he brought up.
"Good. That's where you'll be sleeping."
Seeing that Ye Xiu had finished the work, she pointed towards the small bed crammed into the storage room.
"What?"
Ye Xiu stared blankly. He'd imagined that he'd be sleeping in that bright and clean room. Even the drawing room sofa would be good. "Here." Ye Xiu lifted his head to look. On the west wall of the small storage room was a tiny window that directly faced the streetlights. When the storage room lights were off, dusky light immediately shone through the tiny window as if it were haunted.
It's a little lacking. Just put up with it for now. In reality, my internet cafe isn't lacking people. With you, we don't have too many. Without you, we don't have too few.
The recruitment flyers you saw are fairly old, Cheng Guo said.
Oh, so it's like this. No problem, no problem. This is pretty good.
Ye Xiu declared at once. His approving attitude made Cheng Guo feel very apologetic. This small storage room truly wasn't a place for living.
In your free time, you can go on the computers and play. It's not a problem. Employees don't have to pay,
Cheng Guo said.
Boss, you're also very generous.
As if I cared about a single computer among 1,000, Cheng Guo said.
How is the flow of customers ordinarily?
Ye Xiu asked.
Not bad. Enough for me to be satisfied, Cheng Guo said. Of course, there won't be as many in the night shift. Most of them are students from the nearby university pulling all-nighters. There's really not much to say. You'll see when it's time.
Got it.
In order for you to adapt to the workplace, how about starting today? I also want to observe and see your ability to work all night,
Cheng Guo said.
No problem. My energy's at full capacity.
Ye Xiu gave her 2 big thumbs up, showing that working all night was his specialty.
Okay then, let's go down. I'll treat you to a midnight snack, Cheng Guo said.
Oh, to eat what?
There's not much at this time. There should be a small restaurant nearby that hasn't closed yet. Go look and buy a few dishes to bring back.
Ah, I don't eat celery, Cheng Guo said, as she fished out $200 from her pocket and slipped them to Ye Xiu.
It's snowing, though,
Ye Xiu said.
It's just across the road. How much snow would get on you? Hurry up, Cheng Guo said.
Ye Xiu had no other choice. He crossed the road and bought a few midnight snacks. He had just been hired, but had already been ordered around in quick succession. But he wasn't feeling depressed at all. After speaking with her for only a bit, they were no longer strangers. This sort of natural friendliness made him feel comfortable.
Ye Xiu suddenly realized, even after all this, he had never asked for his boss's name.